Dayton, Ohio, the birthplace of funk music, will celebrate the opening of the Funk Center and Museum on Friday. Funk music started flowing out of Dayton in the 1970s, and scores of hit records became a part of the American soundtrack. Groups like the Ohio Players, Heatwave, and Parliament became household names. Today on Culture Couch, Community Voices producer Renee Wild gets a private tour of the center with a local musician whose band, called Sun, was a part of Dayton's funk scene back in the day.
In the late 60s, we had a neighbor behind us that used to practice the trumpet in his backyard. My mom always referred to him as that hippie, but his name is Ernie Nisley.
My one neighbor who grew up right behind you, say, Ernie, put that horn away.
Ernie toured all over the world during the 70s and early 80s as a member of the band Sun.
Well, thank you for saying that.
On this day, Ernie and I have come to the Dayton Funk Museum for a private tour. We're greeted at the door by David Webb.
It's a pleasure that you're here, man. We've been trying to reach out to you for so long.
I know, sir.
So long.
I do apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But we want to make sure that you know.
As we enter the space, the song Wanna Make Love, Come Flick My Bit plays over a speaker.
Yeah, and if you had a cricket, you could flick it. That was Sun's first hit.
Mm-hmm. A monitor above a display of Sun memorabilia shows the band on the 70s television show Soul Train.
Hey, yep, that's me back in the back. And gosh, I was a kid then. I always knew that I wanted to be a recording artist. My first group was in the sixth grade at Fairbrook Elementary School in Beaver Creek, and the name of the group was Filet of Soul. Soul was spelt S-O-U-L instead of S-O-L-E. And we would play the seventh and eighth grade sock hops.
As a teenager, Ernie used to hitchhike to Yellow Springs so he could sit in on classes with musician and professor John Ronsheim.
I was in the group The Crosstown Traffic Show, which was another big horn band in Dayton. And Sun had offered me a job with them.
Sun had a recording contract with Columbia. They made 9 records, toured the world, appeared on Soul Train 3 different times, and received a gold record for the album Sunburn, which is hanging on the wall of the Funk Museum. Ernie looks around at the displays, knowing that he was part of something big.
I feel blessed that there was so much involvement with music in the whole area. Mm-hmm. You know, I called the Dayton area the crossroads of America, and there was just something about the Dayton area that there were so many different musicians. I know all these people.
But the generation of musicians that Ernie Nisley grew up playing with is fading away. As he passes a wheelchair that used to belong to fellow musician and close friend Johnny Wilder, who died in 2006, Ernie pauses to rest his hand on the back of the chair, and his eyes tear up. David Webb asked the final question that we're all curious about.
You know what? Tell me, you still play the horn like you do? You pick up the horn sometime?
The trumpet is one of those instruments that you, if you don't play too much, you'll lose your lip.
Right, right.
Renee was telling me on the way here where she used to listen to me practicing my trumpet out in the backyard.
Right.
I still, at New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock, I'll pull my trumpet out and play the prelude of Calling the Queen.
For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.
I sure do still love the funk.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.